Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and thank you for the new intros from Rainforest Radio down there. She continues to send us some pictures of the puppies that she has helped bring into the world down there. Actually, they were from a puppy that her roommate, from a dog that her roommate brought in, but Logan ended up being left with them as they were being born, and she had quite an experience. But you can see the latest on the Costa Rican puppies on our blog at dirtdoctor.com. If you want to be on the show, we got wide open lines. Jump on here and talk about anything green living oriented at 866-444-3478. We've been talking about a lot of things that we will continue to catch up on here a little bit, and then I'll chat with you and help you with anything that that you might like to cover. Our mutt contest is about over, naming the breeds, guessing the breeds mix in our new puppy, Tater, and also our blondie mutt that's 7 years old or thereabouts, Hannah. They're getting along pretty good. They fight and fight and fight every day until Hannah gets tired of him, and then she bites him good, and he squeaks and goes off. But they, for the most part, are getting along very well. Tropical John and I tomorrow will maybe announce the results. We do have them back. I wasn't going to do it on the show today because we haven't had time to go through all the people who have submitted guesses. We had a lot. We had 150 or so. And some interesting guesses. I'll tell you this. The only thing I will tell you is we'll continue to take some more, especially today. And I don't know if we're going to announce what the results were tomorrow or go another week. Nobody got real close. I'll just give you a clue. And it's fascinating, the results. I think you're going to enjoy hearing about it all. If you haven't heard about the contest, we ran into a new little test kit that's available where you use this big, long Q-tip looking affair and you swab the inside of the dog's mouth. This is for mutts, multi-breed dogs. Send it off to this company. It comes in a little package, all clear and instructions, really easy to do. You send it off and then they test it and send you a report back about the DNA of your mutt and tell you what the breed heritage is of your dog. And so we've had this contest going, and like I say, I know what it is now. We got it back. I got a preliminary report by email. I didn't get the final official thing. We'll probably get it this week. But we may or may not do it tomorrow, so stay tuned. If you don't get the Sunday show, just listen on dirtdoctor.com. We stream all the shows live. The archive shows are there as well. Let me see what else we were going to do first here. We've got some new things on the website. Also, the poison of the week is there. We started talking about toxic chemicals much more aggressively and much more specifically a few weeks ago because I just got tired of the people that are out there that continue to push these things, and I want to make it really clear for people to at least get the right information. It dawned on me after some of the emails, some of the questions that kept coming in, people asking me about 7 and asking me about this and that, the other insect control, pyrethroids and pyrethrums and various things, that people didn't really realize how dangerous these neurotoxins are. And for the most part, these things that are recommended by other people are neurotoxins, not just for the invertebrates like the insects and slugs and things like that, but they're neurotoxins to vertebrates, which means wildlife, birds and lizards and frogs and toads and cats and dogs and you and me and the kids. And they shouldn't be recommended. They shouldn't be on the market. I had some interesting conversations the last few days with a couple of nonprofit organizations that we are linking with. They're linking to us. We're linking to them. We're going to start working together more. One of them was the National Coalition for Alternatives to Pesticides. They're now just called Pesticide. Pesticide.org. The link's on in our blogs on DirtDoctor.com now already. And the other is called Beyond Pesticides, and then there's a third one called PAN, which is the Pesticide Action Network or something like that. They all work together to some degree to put out the proper information about these toxic chemicals and keep you updated about which ones have been taken off and that sort of thing. We have covered so far, and you can see the information that we have for you in an organized fashion there that we didn't have before. I didn't even have these chemicals listed very well in the library, but we've got them in the blog together, and as they're added there, they're added to the library and to the research part of DirtDoctor.com so that you can find the material easily. We've covered malathion first because it was being recommended by one of the local gardening guys that still pushes the toxic chemicals. It's a ridiculous chemical to be recommending for just all kinds of reasons. And rather than going into it here, you can read all about it on our new information we've got for you there. The second one we covered is also pushed ad nauseum by the people that think that chemicals are okay. It's called 2,4-D. It's a broadleaf weed killer and comes in a lot of different products. It is specifically an incredibly dangerous product. It's been linked to cancer in dogs and cats specifically, and there's a whole lot of worry about it related to humans, which makes sense. You know, if it causes cancer in dogs and cats, even though they don't have the data yet to prove it in humans, I'd recommend you stay away from it. And that would go for 7. It was the third one that we covered. 7 is used by a lot of people to attempt to control slugs and snails and various kinds of insects. It's the specific chemical that killed tens of thousands of people in Bhopal, India, the plant they're making 7. And the detail on that, that's not hyperbole. You can connect to the link that will take you to Wikipedia. Wikipedia does a nice job of covering that whole event. There were several thousand people killed immediately during that disaster, and they are estimating that possibly as many as 500,000 people ended up dying as a result of that. That's a product that a lot of people tell you is non-toxic, and you can put even in your dog's food. People like that are really crazy. My father-in-law worked for that company. You may have heard me talk about that, Union Carbide, and so I have a little, you know, bit of inside information even on that particular deal. The last one that we covered, that we will cover, we'll be talking about it more in detail tomorrow, but I'll just give you a heads up that you can look on the website and go ahead and get some information. If you think that you need the product called MSMA, it's the next one we're going to talk about. It has been removed from the market, and there's been some interesting conversation about that removal. MSMA is an arsenic compound, and that ought to be enough information right there for anybody, but it's recommended a lot by people that push the chemicals. And it was taken off the market. I was talking to one of the organizations yesterday, one of these pesticide organizations yesterday, and I was asking the young lady if it had been taken off voluntarily by the company. You know, they're just seeing the pressure coming and not wanting to fight it, not wanting the expense of doing the label again and putting it out there. And that's what's happened with a lot of chemicals like Dursban and Diaznon and some that have gone away, or gone away from some uses anyway, need to go away totally. And I was asking her, which way was it? Did the EPA force them to take it off, or did they voluntarily take it off? She didn't know the answer for sure. She said in most cases, the chemical companies do it because they know that the big old boulder's rolling down the hill right at them, and they're in the crosshairs, and they just go ahead and do it, you know. So as soon as, and she was going to look into it and let us know, and we will be having some of those people on the show as guests as we go on. Again, we'll talk about this specific product, MSMA, next. We're going to go through them all. There's a lot of them. We're going to go through the most commonly recommended toxic chemicals. They're all neurotoxins for the most part, and neurotoxins to vertebrates. And that ought to be enough for you to know right there. The rest of the story is that we have organic alternatives for controlling the pests inside the house or outside that work as well or better, especially diseases. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about flu shots today. That's already in the news and other things. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Well, you know, I've recommended rock powders for a long time, and zeolite has really moved up to the top of the list. And there's a company I recommend. It's Zeotech. Mine is down south of San Antonio, but they ship all around. I recommend the Kitty Crystals, the Critter Crystals, the Zeobrite for swimming pools, Zequine for horses, and now Turf Aid for your organic bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for the zeolite called Zeotech.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Well, we talk about health issues a lot, and one of the things that's very high on that health issue list is your hearing. And I've got a recommendation. You've heard me talk about them, and I'll continue to talk about them because I recommend affordable hearing for several reasons. Let me give you their hearing helpline, and then I'll give it again at the end so you make sure and get it. It's 800-521-1592. They'll meet with you on Saturday or Sunday to be helpful if you need that. They have locations in Fort Worth, Dallas, Memphis, Mineral Wells in Weatherford, and they can help you with serious hearing problems or minor ones. They can especially help you if you've had trouble with other hearing aids or hearing aid companies. They understand all that. That number again for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. Take advantage of their free hearing test and getting to try one of their hearing aids at home with no charge or obligation. It's affordable hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Just real quick on the flu, and then we'll go to the phones. In Australia, it's already flu season, apparently, and some of the doctors that write some really good alternative kinds of things and talk about health the way we do are starting to put some of this stuff on the web, and so it's time for us to start talking about it, too. Apparently, advertisements are about to start hitting pretty heavily for the flu vaccines, about to hit the media. And apparently this year, besides having the swine flu vaccine and the regular vaccine is separate, they're going to put them together in the same vaccine. I don't recommend either one of them. The swine flu thing turned out to be a total fraud. And if you are still in the business of taking those, I strongly recommend that you don't. And every time I talk about this, it stirs up all kind of controversy. The newsletter that we did where I openly said nobody should take one, it probably, without question, it created more traffic on our website and interest than anything I've ever talked about. But there's new information that some of these docs are putting out about the fact that it doesn't even prevent problems for especially elderly people, which is where a lot of the push for the flu vaccines is. But don't recommend them. Never have taken them. No one in our family has and never will. To the phones, Terry in Dallas first up. Hello, Terry.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What can I do for you?
I am calling about a pecan tree in my mother and dad's yard. That is, we think it's probably at least 70 to 75 years old. It's got about a 4-foot diameter.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one.
It is. It's very big. We've exposed the root flange. It had had a sand pile around it for years, and we took that away.
Good for you.
we're looking at the sick tree treatment. I mm-hmm. guess my question is, some of the smaller limbs that are breaking off, the inside of the limbs, are the wood is very, very dry. Not quite sawdust, but it's pretty dry. And it does have new growth on it. It gets new growth, but we're just increasingly losing limbs. And so my question is, with the sick tree treatment plan, is it best to go ahead and just try the whole thing? Do we need to get an arborist out to look at it?
Well, it sounds like a tree that needs to have an arborist come look at it on site. You've probably done exactly what you need to do, Terry, getting the root flare, the trunk flare exposed and getting that soil off, and it's probably the cause of some of that dead and dying wood within the tree. All trees will have a certain amount of dead wood, especially lower and in the center where it's shaded out. Mm-hmm. But if there's a whole lot, especially out on the terminal growth, that means that there's something wrong.
Okay.
So if you have an arborist come out and put some eyeballs on it, you know, right there on site, that would definitely be best. But what you have done so far is right on target.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, continue with that plan and get an arborist out to look at it.
Send me a picture of it, too. You have a digital camera?
Yes.
Send us a picture. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll take a look at it, too, and see if I see anything I might could pick up from the photograph.
Okay.
But you're taking the right steps there.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Shannon in Argyle. Hi, Shannon.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. Hey, I was curious. You were just talking about the seven, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming that's the seven dust like I've used to sprinkle under my pet bowls to keep the ants out.
That's exactly right.
I was like, oh, great. That was, ever since we were little, that's what our moms, you know, would sprinkle on around our ankles to keep the chiggers off when we ran.
Yeah, a lot of people do it. I know. It's really bad.
But I'm just curious, what would be a good thing to use for that purpose?
Well, the specific product that I switched over to a long time ago myself, Shannon, and it's one that we continue to use, is natural diatomaceous earth. The one that I specifically recommend is sold in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as the crawling insect killer. We've got on the Living Green shop online. You can buy it there for people listening who aren't in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's also the same product is also under the name DiaSource, DiaSource, DiaSource. And it's about three times better than any other DE on the market for that use. You don't have to put out a whole lot of it, and it just works great. The other thing for ants that we've stumbled into is that the liquid product called BioWash, which is also sold in the Metroplex area as Plant Wash, mm-hmm. it's really good at killing ants. And orange oil will repel them very well, especially some varieties of ants more than others. It's the best on carpenter ants, but it tends to work on all ants to some degree.
Okay. Well, that's great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you've got other questions on pesticides and all that, DirkDoctor.com and my books, especially the book called The Texas Bug Book, which I'll talk about a little bit more. I meant to do that. I did in the previous hour. I'll talk about it a little bit more when I come back.
Great. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Sharon and Shannon, and welcome aboard.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
We are delighted to have new people joining Green Living. Just some real simple things like that. That's why we've decided to start talking about these toxins that a lot of people think are just wonderful. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Okay, Howard, back with you. We got an open line if you want to jump right on board here at 866-444-3478. Debbie will be with you in just a second. I wanted to cover this website comment that came in because it's an interesting one. It says, I use a turning compost. We make fresh orange juice every morning, which is very smart, by the way. I hope it's organic. How might I compost the orange peelings? Well, there's two things you can do here, two ways to go. One is you can freeze the orange. I'd cut them up into a little bit smaller pieces and put them in a plastic bag probably and throw them in the freezer to freeze. And then when you're ready to plant your next vegetable garden plants that might be subjected, might be the kind of plants that will get root knot nematodes, what I'm trying to say. You can mix the orange, you can grind the orange peelings in a food processor or a blender, makes a nice, wonderful smelling orange pulp, and mix it into the soil just like that. You don't have to compost them, and it makes a great soil amendment. It keeps root knot nematodes off of tomatoes and peppers and okra and things like that very, very well. The other thing you can do is you can compost orange peelings, and the best story to tell you is I was doing consultation in Costa Rica years ago for an aloe vera growing operation, and we were trying to find some citrus to mix with their rinds of their aloe vera to make compost on their property, and we found this place that was about 5 miles from the aloe vera growing operation, and the people told me the story. There, they made juice too. So they had this tremendous volume of orange peelings, and they were sending it to the dump for a long time. And finally, one of the smart guys at the company said, you know, I wonder if this stuff would be good for the land. They had some land that was adjacent to their farm that had been abused somehow or another, and it was just grown up in invasive weeds, and they had been wondering what to do with it. So they mowed all the invasive stuff down, and they put this gigantically thick layer of orange peelings on the land. I mean, it was like 3 feet deep. It was, you know, way, way overdone. And for a long time, it washed into the creeks, and it was kind of a mess. But as it started to break down finally, they started seeing some neat things. The soil got better. Some of the native plants started coming back, and they saw it was really doing some good. So they started putting the peelings up. Somebody suggested, well, let's just pile these up and compost the peelings, see what happens, which they did. They made big static piles. They did some windrows also, and they found that composting 100% orange peelings made the prettiest compost you've ever seen. Kind of like I recommend in West Texas and places like that where people have prickly pear. Same thing. 100% prickly pear, throw a little molasses in it in that case, makes a gorgeous, very effective compost. Well, orange peelings do too. So, yeah, you can compost your orange peelings 100%. You can compost them with other things from the kitchen and leaves and whatnot. It makes a beautiful, beautiful ingredient to make a compost that's great for a bed preparation or top dressing around your small plants, either one. Okay, back to phones. Debbie in Miami next up. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Howard. I've been listening to you since 1993.
Well, thanks very much.
And we moved to Miami about 9 years ago.
Oh, great.
Unfortunately, the land of chemicals.
Well, you're in charge of converting them there.
Well, I have. I have some people who listen to you streaming live on the computer.
All right, great.
And now here's what I have. My husband is completely on board with organics and except ants. And he says, it's because we live in Miami and it's a tropical jungle here. We have every kind of ant you could think of. We've actually tried a lot of the, you know, alternatives, but he uses Raid outside every once in a while, mm-hmm. and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's a really nasty chemical. Have y'all tried the new diatomaceous earth I was talking about, Debbie? Oops, I just saw her go away, Kevin. I wonder if that was that a cell phone? Hopefully she's still listening or will call back in. Debbie, if you hopefully are listening, but the new diatomaceous earth that I was talking about earlier, it's new as far as being on the marketplace. I mean, it's millions of years old. It's not a new product, but it has such a tremendously higher surface area than the other diatomaceous earths that are on the market, even the good ones and some that I've recommended in the past, that it is the most effective at killing insects of any that are out there. It sells, and it's in our store. It's in the Green Living shop on DirtDoctor.com under the name Soil Mender Crawling Insect Killer. Debbie, are you back with us?
There you are. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Yeah, Soil Mender. Yeah,
Soil Mender Crawling Insect. Have you tried that one?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's incredible. You need to try that. It's also okay. sold under the name Diasource, as I was telling the people earlier.
Right.
Now, Soil Mender sells another one that is a food-grade product. It's not the same DE. So I'm talking about the crawling insect killer or the one that's labeled Diasource.
Okay,
the other thing that we have discovered, I discovered this for myself at home, the product called BioWash or Plant Wash, they're the same product.
Oh, yeah, I heard you mention that earlier.
It kills ants very effectively.
Oh, okay.
And it's totally non-toxic and works great. So get him to try those, and I think we can get him to get rid of that rage stuff.
Yeah, because I don't even know what's in it because I won't touch it.
Oh, it's a nasty product.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, I can't believe that you would use that.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay, well, we'll try that for sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. And it's whose turn? Patrick, next in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Hi. We have a problem in our house about sugar ants and all these other different kind of ants.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering about the best ingredient to kill these ants in our backyard and in our house.
Well, boy, this is ant day, isn't it? Everybody wants to know about ants. Did you hear me talking about the product called BioWash, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
It's spelled B-I-O and then W-A-S-H, BioWash. It's also in the Dallas area. In fact, some of the stores in Arlington might have it under the name Plant Wash. And it's not designed to be an insecticide. I just discovered accidentally that when you spray it on them, it kills them. And then the other one is that diatomaceous earth I was just talking about, crawling insect killer. Or Diasource. Those are the best ways to kill ants that you're going to find. If it is some of the other more exotic ants, or if it's carpenter ants in the walls of the house and inside, orange oil is very effective on those carpenter ants and other species.
Okay.
So those three products, I think you can get them under control.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate your call, Patrick. And those of you, I probably should have told him, hopefully he's still listening, if it's fire ants outside, and a lot of you in the South have some fire ants from time to time, I tend to forget about them because I haven't had any in 15 years at our place. The organic program for the most part, gets rid of fire ants. Molasses specifically will run them off. You can put out dry molasses like a fertilizer at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and it's amazing how well it works on fire ants to get rid of them. I had a report come in just a few days ago that said they used cedar mulch, which we like and talk about quite a bit. They used cedar mulch in an area where they had some fire ants, and they vanished basically overnight. So a lot of these organic techniques and tools work well just to run off these things, especially when they're imported ants like the fire ant. See, that's not a native ant, and you do something that kicks up the native biological activity, the microbes in the soil and the beneficial insects and all, and they take off. The final tool I probably should mention on outside ants, and especially fire ants, would be beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes work great on ants, and they also work great on termites and on grub worms and on fleas, the very best control of fleas. Our little tater, the little beast, is scratching a lot, not a whole lot, but some, and I cannot find a flea on him. He just, I don't know, got itchy skin for right now or has microscopic fleas. And I'm about to put out some beneficial nematodes for the second time at our place. I did it early in the year. It's not a big problem, it doesn't look like, but he's having a little bit of scratching issues, so I'll probably do that sometime this week. As a matter of fact, you buy beneficial nematodes and just follow the advice on the packet. You can put them out by mixing them in a big old watering can and walking around and splashing them out. Or one thing that I've been kind of making a change in my recommendation zone is hose-end sprayers. I used to warn people to stay away from them. But on putting out Garrett Juice and the Thrive product to stimulate biological activity in the soil, I've been using one at my house. I use the one that the Thrive Lawn lawn care product came in. And I noticed it worked pretty well, so I just refilled it with full strength Garrett juice and some Thrive and sprayed it out. And the thing that's so nice about these new hose end sprayers that are built better and they work better, they siphon and they put out the mix much better than the ones that we used to have to use. But they're so easy to use. You put the concentrate in the container, hook it up to the hose, and walk around and put it out in about a third of the time that other sprayers would take. And I think you get a little bit better coverage and distribution. I'm becoming a pretty big fan of that. I need to do a video and kind of update my recommendations on that specific thing. But fleas and any kind of broad insect problem like that, fire ants, the beneficial nematodes are hard to beat. Your regular application of Garrett juice, which is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and the new Garrett Juice Plus has fish in it. Using that on a regular basis, I think, gives you some indirect help. There's no question about it. If you add BioWash to that spray, I think it helps with insect control even more. And if you add the Thrive, especially as you drench it into the soil, that is a technique that cannot be beat for making your plants produce more than you've ever seen. And especially if you've got some plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like, they're limping along for whatever reason, drench some of that Thrive product around the plants and you're going to see great results. And I'll have to tell you again, because I run into this all the time, I'm not talking about Super Thrive. I'm not talking about any other Thrive. I'm talking about the one from Alpha Biosystems. It's the one that you can look on our website and see exactly what I'm talking about. Just Thrive. And it is great. 866-444-3478. Open line. Jump on. Munster Natural Dog Food is a very special product for your very special pets. It has all of the good things. More flax seed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extracts, etc. Not just in the fats, like with most dog foods, by the way. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations. That's the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Our two mutts, Hannah and the new puppy Tater, like all the formulas, I think your dogs will too. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients and is found in the black bag. It's Munster Natural dog food and cat food. I recommend these products very highly for your special pets.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth:
Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
And save it for future shows. It's always going to be the same. It's the only one you need. It's 1-866-444-3478. We're on Facebook and Twitter now. And it's just another good way to communicate with people that weren't necessarily listening to the show or reading my columns or books or whatever. I am not going to do mindless chit-chat, and I'm going to answer very few questions, really. It's just a time situation. But we are putting major announcements and key kind of questions that a lot of people would be interested in on Facebook and Twitter. So if you haven't checked that out, check it out. If we have time, I'm going to talk about insects a little more, but and this is related to it. Let's talk to Al in Macon, Georgia next. Al, what's up?
Hey, I was listening to your show. I just tuned in, and I was wondering if there's any organic way to get rid of roaches.
This is easy formula for you to remember. Into a little matchbox or a lid or some kind of little device to hold the material, to a mixture of 50% sugar and 50% Arm & Hammer detergent. Believe it or not, mix it together. They eat it. You'll see them a little bit more for a while, bubbling at the mouth, and it actually kills them.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Let's go to North Richland Hills, and Sandy is there. Hey, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
The last caller, another little tidbit.
Uh-huh.
If you get one of those little lids and put, believe it or not, Sweet and Low in it, like about 5 packets,
mm-hmm.
it'll kill them.
You know, that's a good news, bad news kind of a recommendation, Sandy. That will work, and it'll also kill fire ants outside, which
right.
It ought to be a pretty clear indication to people that you shouldn't put it in your body.
Yeah, think. My question to you today is, I have been seeing these black, fuzzy caterpillars.
Yes.
And I know some of them stink, so I looked them up on the computer. And it said that they were tiger moths. And I went, no, 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 it's not. Because that tiger moth has a yellow or orange ring around it.
Well, and what so, you're seeing is woolly bears. And if it's a black, fuzzy caterpillar, which is normally going to be a woolly bear, even if it has a red or yellow ring on it, they don't sting.
Those, they do not?
No, those black ones are not. They're very gentle. You can pick them up and play with them. You'll see them walking across the road a lot of times. They tend to come out and kind of mass at some point. It is a moth, and it's just a real cool caterpillar. Kids like to play with them. Don't worry about them stinging at all.
Oh, okay then. Well, I wasn't sure because I know that I had – my cousin said she had one that a friend of hers' dog laid down in the grass, and they make a web, and it – the dog was bitten several times by it, and it killed the dog. So I thought, oh, great.
No, that had to be something else. That was a spider or some other kind of a caterpillar. The caterpillars that are the asps or pus caterpillars or puss caterpillars, actually, P-U-S-S,
uh-huh.
those are dangerous. They have poison spines right in the back of their real pretty hairdo. We've got good pictures on DirtDoctor.com of what they look like, and that's probably what they got into. And,
oh, okay.
And they are dangerous. They do hurt a lot. But the black fuzzy ones where the hair is real uniform all the way around the body, that's a woolly bear, and they are fun to play with and won't sting you.
Okay. Right. Great. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. We've had some questions about my books and getting information about some of these insects. I've got a terrible name on the bug book. It's called the Texas Bug Book. Shouldn't have put Texas on it because we've learned that the insect pest control is pretty much the same coast to coast and border to border. So the book really works for anybody out there, and I'd recommend it if you want to learn more about how to control pests with non-toxic organic controls. We teach you how to work with nature's laws and systems and take care of the beneficials. In fact, a lot of the book covers what are beneficial insects and how to give them an opportunity to control the pests, and also how to buy them and release them in several cases. And it's good for you whether you're in California or Florida or Maine or Texas. It's the Texas Bug Book that Malcolm Beck and I did. And there was one other thing related to that I'm drawing a blank on. Roberto in Plano next up. Hello, Roberto.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question on my St. Augustine grass in the back. So if you can picture, half of it gets shade because of the garage, and that half looks really good. The other half gets no shade, or very little, just from the fence. And that's starting to brown out and turn yellow and thin out.
The grass in the sun is looking the worst.
Yep.
Probably just a watering problem, Roberto. We've had incredibly hot weather. We're having to recommend watering more often than we like to do because it's been so hot and the soil gets dried down deep in the ground. So when you water a little bit more often and water longer so it really, really soaks in. If you put out some lava sand or zeolite would be even better, and some dry molasses to help hold the moisture, it's the best thing you can do. That's one of the One of the best green living tips I can give right now is just to adjust your water when it's hot, and then as it cools off, start backing off of it really quickly. If you had something else, I'll talk to you off the air because I got to get away for a while, and be back tomorrow. Same number tomorrow, 866-444-3478. Go to DirtDoctor.com for other answers in the meantime.